It's likely a surprise to see me here. It's a bit of a surprise to myself. But in another sense, it shouldn't be a surprise. Because when the professional medics didn't think I would survive serious surgery, many of you prayed. That's why I'm here. Thank you for your prayers. Please keep at it. They're needed. They're appreciated. And we know that God is glorified in answering your prayers. My message has got to be short. Er John here will be pulling my tailcoat and telling me time's up. But I'll try and be short. Hysterical sometimes. There are two things on my mind. The one thing is a word of cheer. A word of cheer. And the second is a word of challenge. A word of cheer. I was reading recently in Psalm number 50. And there was a verse just began to shine out at me as I was reading the passage. Psalm 50 and verse 15. What does the psalmist say? Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee. And thou shalt glorify me. If I could just change the wording of that for a moment. I'm not changing the scriptures, no. I would like to read the verse this way. In the day of trouble, call upon me. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. That verse just broke down into four little parts. A day of trouble, personal problem. Prevailing prayer, call upon me. A precious promise, I will deliver thee. And a pleasing purpose, thou shalt glorify me. I haven't time to go into the details of it. A personal problem. I remember when I first went to County Donegal, there was a dear old brother there. And every time he got up, Sunday morning or Thursday night, he'd be talking about a day of trouble, a day of trouble. And he'd be saying, if you're not in trouble now, it won't be long until you are. I think he was right. I soon discovered that there are days of trouble that come upon us. What did Job say? It wasn't Job, but in the book of Job. What did it say? Man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward, and I'm quite sure in this gathering today, there are quite a number who are going through a day of trouble. Things have come into your life that you never expected. The loss, the sudden loss of a loved one. Problems in the assembly that weigh heavily upon your heart. Yes, we live in a veil of tears. Life can change so quickly. One moment you can be a fit young man doing multitudes of things, and the next minute you're laid low for 6 months. A day of trouble. It makes me think of Job. Job's troubles, his losses. But you know, it's interesting to see what Job, it says about Job. It says, in all this Job sinned not, neither did he blame God. What's the answer? The day of trouble. Oh, I hear it said, call upon me. When you bring God into a situation, it immediately changes the equation. You bring God in. He says, call upon me. Who's saying it? Who's speaking these lovely words? Call upon me. It's the Lord himself. It's the one who has been here and knows all the changing vicissitudes of life. Call upon me. He's the El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God. He's the great high priest. He's our advocate. He's our redeemer. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our friend. And what did he say? Call upon me. I tell you, he's accessible. There are no barriers. The way is open. Not only is he accessible, but he's available. I couldn't help thinking the other day as I pondered these things. There are multitudes calling upon him at the same time. And yet he's available for me. Call upon me. He's accessible. He's available. He's aware. His knowledge. He knows all about the problem. Jesus knows all about our struggles. He knows the pang that's breaking your heart as you sit in the meeting this Easter Tuesday. He's aware of every detail of your day of trouble. But I'll tell you more. Not only is he accessible, not only is he available, not only is he aware, conscious of every detail, but thank God he's able. Able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Oh, what peace Joseph Scriven wrote in the midst of his troubles and difficulties. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we wear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer, says the Lord Jesus, call upon me. I often think of John the Baptist. He'd only a short life to live for God, 6 months likely. But he lived for God. He fulfilled the purpose that God gave him. And although his life was not short, at the whim of a dancing girl and her wicked mother, he was beheaded in the prison. What touched my heart when I thought of his disciples. What does this say about John's disciples? His disciples came and they took up the body. What a gruesome thing. And they buried it, likely with broken hearts. Not the end. They went and told Jesus. They went and told Jesus, I would have liked to have been there. I would have loved to have heard just what the Savior said to comfort. Oh, he could comfort them. He could instruct them regarding the future, etc. But they went and they told Jesus. Now, the Lord Jesus did not immediately restore John the Baptist to them, but doubtless he gave them comfort and grace and courage to go on. Precious promise, I will deliver thee. Yes, and the pleasing purpose. Thou shalt glorify me. I have to cut it very short. Thou shalt glorify me. I'm amazed to see some believers in the midst of the deepest of trouble, anxiety with burdens pressing upon them, how they can handle it. With calmness, with dignity, with the peace of God in their souls, they acquiesce to the divine will. And they say, not my will, but thine be done. Thank God, there's never a trial, but he's not there. There's never a burden that he does not bear. There's never a sorrow he does not share. Moment by moment, I'm under his care. A word of cheer. May God cheer the hearts of those today burdened with sorrow. May God bless you. Very, very briefly, you're going to be late for tea. But thank God you haven't a bus to catch. You'll not miss it, because there's not one there. A word of cheer. I don't like talking about myself, but I have to. On this occasion, I was saved as a boy of 12. And the one thing over the next few years that brought the greatest joy to my soul is this, that Christ is mine. I know he's mine, this friend so dear. He walks with me, he's ever near. And for a number of years, that was my great joy. He's mine. I was baptized when I was 16. And I began to think a little about the Lordship of Christ over me. But mention has been made of the martyrs of Ecuador. When I was 17, I learned something that would leave its mark upon my life forever. I've never spoken about it privately in 70 years. I've never publicly mentioned it in 70 years, but I feel constrained today to mention it. In the autumn of 1955, five young missionaries were preparing to move into unknown territory to endeavor to link up and reach an un-evangelized tribe of Auca Indians. They made preparation trying to contact with them for a number of months. But on the 8th of January 1955, these five young men, with a desire to reach the lost, they set out to make personal contact with these savage men. They prayed. They sang a hymn together on the 8th of January 1956. What hymn did they sing? We rest on thee, our shield and our defender. We go not forth alone against a foe, strong in thy strength, safe in thy keeping tender. We rest on thee, and in thy name we go that evening. Five lifeless bodies lay on the banks of the Curraray River. There were no mobile phones in those days, no media, but the news trickled back to Ulster here, created quite a stir, and maybe some of you older friends will remember. Some weeks after that tragedy, a dear man from America, I think he was a Mr. John Smart, and he came to Belfast. They arranged a meeting in Victoria Hall, Victoria Memorial Hall in May Street. I'm not sure whether it was a Sunday or a Saturday night, that doesn't matter. But when I heard about that meeting, I said, I must get to that meeting. And I did. But when I got to the meeting, I noticed the crowds, the hordes of people, and I said, I'll never get in here. Well, a 17-year-old can do things that older people can't do. Somehow or other, I weaved myself through the crowd into Victoria Memorial Hall. The big hall was full. The balcony, I got up the stairs, pressed through the crowds, got to the balcony, but it bunged full of people. But I got a seat and I just sat on the stairs. 17-year-old. I could see the speaker. I'll never forget the silence and the solemnity of that dear man encountered for us. How these five young men trying to reach that savage tribe, it ended in death. As the meeting was ending, just as it was about to end, and I'm coming to a close, a verse of scripture, I couldn't have told you where it was, I knew it was in the New Testament epistles. But that night I couldn't just tell you exactly where it was. It didn't matter. What was the verse of someone? It was impressed so deeply on my heart and mind. Knew ye not that you're not your own? Ye have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Yes, I rejoiced earlier. Christ is mine. But here's another side to the truth. I'm his. Bought with a price. I'm not my own. I belong to Christ. I cannot go where I like. I cannot say what I like. I cannot do what I like. Bought with a price. The blood of God's dear Son. It was redemption money. Redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. As I sat in the meeting, a 17-year-old, I said to God, Lord, you have bought me with such a price. I am years. That has influenced my life for the past 70 years. Bought with A price, young believer, bought with a price. Middle-aged Christian, bought with a price. Older believers like myself, waiting at the door of heaven, bought with a price. Let this truth, as I close, sink deep into your heart today, bought with a price incalculable, immeasurable. I repeat again, the blood of God's dear Son, Calvary, O Calvary, mercy's vast unfathomed, love eternal, love to me, Calvary, with all its sorrow and shame, Golgotha, with all its darkness and its desolation, during 6 long hours. Held by bands of everlasting love. He paid the price. Ye are bought with a price. Isn't it interesting to notice that we'll sing about it in glory? It's the theme of heaven's song. Thou art worthy, for thou wast slain. And hast redeemed us to God by thy blood. The thought of being bought with a price, it keeps me near the cross of Christ. And it keeps me close to the Christ of the cross. I close today. I am one of those people who believe that a believer in touch with God is immortal till his work is done. Someday my work will be done. But I'm still able to phone people and WhatsApp them, still able to get an odd visit to dear old Donegal and the saints there. And there's something I can do that you can't do. And there's something you can do that I can't do. And I just wonder, are we all doing our best? Bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I didn't know that that chapter was all about the sanctity of the body when I was a 17-year-old. I know a very little about it still. But I do know, bought with a price. I often think of that hymn, with mercy and with judgment. My web of time he wove. And aged years of sorrow were lustered with his love. I'll bless the heart that planned, enthroned where glory dwelleth, in Emmanuel's land. I thank the dear brethren here that nobody put my tail to tell me to get down. I'm just stepping down now. I appreciate the privilege of being here today and trust that the truth, the challenge, bought with a price, will never leave you till you arrive in glory. Mr. Darby's great hymn, I love it. And is it so, we shall be like thy Son? Is this the grace which he For us as one, Father of glory, sought beyond all thought, in glory, to thine own blessed likeness brought. The heart is satisfied, can ask no more. All thought of self is now forevermore. Christ, its unmingled object, fills the heart in blessed, adoring love, its endless part, perhaps very soon. We'll all arrive in glory together. What a day. Glorious day. That will be. Meanwhile, please take it to heart. Bought. Bought with a price. May God bless you. Bless his good word. And I trust it's no surprise now that I got up for a few minutes here today. Thank you.